The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various websites and emails that I've received in the past week. First up from NFB.org, their summer internship program gains hands-on experience driving innovation in the blindness field while contributing to the movement that raises expectations and creates opportunities for blind people nationwide. Apply for our summer internship. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, advances the lives of its members and all blind people in the United States. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people, because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Our collective power, determination, and diversity achieve the aspirations of all blind people. The problem we solve. The problem is that blind people are not challenged to reach higher goals. Blind people need real opportunities, free from the low expectations or false validation that prohibits them from acquiring the skills necessary for them to be truly competitive. Although there may be many organizations dedicated to assisting blind people in developing blindness skills needed to navigate and adapt to the world around them, most are limited in scope and do not fully understand what a blind person needs. Problem solving, self-confidence, coping with public attitudes, Braille, independent travel, access technology, independent living skills. Blind people can be truly successful with the right training. However, this can only be done in the right environment. The National Federation of the Blind is transforming how blind people perceive themselves and what they can accomplish. We recognize that you face unique challenges, and we are committed to empowering you to reach and achieve your dreams. NFB is a leader in creating innovative education and employment programs, technologies, research, and partnerships that continue to create groundbreaking opportunities for the blind. Our summer internship program is one of the many programs we implement to support the development of next-generation leaders that will build greater opportunities for blind people. What to expect? You'll experience high expectations that encourage and support the development of real-world skills in a professional, real-world environment. NFB internships provide an opportunity for individuals to contribute to the organized blind movement while gaining valuable experience at the Center of Innovation in the Blindness Field. Interested students should apply for these summer assignments, much like applying for a job. Here is more of what to expect. NFB internships are hosted at our headquarters, the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland, and will begin on Monday, June 1, 2026, and end on Friday, August 7, 2026, 10 weeks. All interns will be required to participate in program activities at the 2026 NFB National Convention to be held in Austin, Texas from July 3 to 8, 2026. The internship experience includes a biweekly stipend, covers expenses to attend the national convention, and may include sleeping accommodations at the NFB Jernigan Institute if necessary. Who should apply? We are seeking individuals with basic and advanced skills to conduct the following activities: strong interpersonal and technical skills, including making outbound calls, corresponding via email, and entering data for individuals with diverse communication styles and personalities. Skills to write and edit blog posts and articles for Braille Monitor and Future Reflections, with familiarity in using social media. Ability to conduct research online and within Federation archives to find information about our history or specific aspects of our organization. We are also seeking individuals with interest and or experience in the following areas: event planning and execution, membership recruitment and development, curriculum development, lesson planning and teaching. We are extremely interested in individuals with more advanced program evaluation and policy analysis research skills to develop surveys, interpret data, and write reports based on the data, review and analyze a collection of data and reports and summarize into a comprehensive report, review, analyze, and provide summaries and briefings of policies and legislative language. How to apply. Individuals interested in applying for an internship with the National Federation of the Blind should prepare the following materials and submit them in an accessible electronic format no later than Saturday, March 14, 2026. Number 1, a cover letter expressing why you are uniquely qualified for this specific internship opportunity. Be sure to include a description of any previous involvement you have had with the NFB. Also note any scheduling conflicts that would prevent you from being available from June 1 to August 7. Number 2, a resume including current contact information. Number 3, at least 2 references including a contact email and phone number. Send all of your materials, preferably via email, to Patricia Miller at PMILLER@NFB.org. Questions regarding NFB internships can be directed to Anil Lewis, A-N-I-L-L-E-W-I-S, at ALEWIS@NFB.org. We anticipate selecting our 2026 internship class by Friday, April 10, 2026. Also from NFB.org, Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium. His name is spelled JACOBUSTENBROEK, obviously Dutch. The leading disability law conference in the U.S., which brings together disability rights advocates to advance social equality and civil rights for people with disabilities. At the Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium, we examine issues, explore strategies, and pursue Jacobus Ten Broeck's goal of integrationism, economic opportunity, social equality, and personal dignity for ourselves and all members of our disability rights community. The annual event honors the legacy of Dr. Jacobus Ten Broeck, who founded the National Federation of the Blind in 1940. 2026 Law Symposium. Join us for the Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium from March 26 to 27, 2026 in Baltimore, Maryland. Our theme is collaboration and creativity, addressing challenges and advancing opportunities now and in the future. Attendees will experience interactive workshops and in-depth plenary sessions focused on intersectional representation in the disability rights community. Preliminary agenda. Please review the 2026 Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium preliminary agenda at the hot link for an outline of events. Registration. Online registration for the Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium is now open. You may choose to attend in person or virtually. The registration deadline is March 12th. In-person attendance. Standard registration, $200. Student rate, $25. Complete the in-person Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium registration at the hot link. Virtual attendance. Registration includes access to all 5 plenary sessions. Please note that in-person networking and plenary workshops are not included with this registration. Standard registration, $150. Student rate, $25. Complete the virtual Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium registration at the hot link. Hotel information. A hotel block is available at the Courtyard Baltimore Downtown McHenry Row, 1803 PORTER Porter Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21230, and may be reserved from Wednesday, March 25 through Saturday morning, March 28, 2026. The room rate is $159 plus taxes and fees per night. To reserve your room, call 443-853-9918 and mention the National Federation of the Blind, JTSL. I'm sorry, that's wrong. JTLS 2026. Or book online through the Marriott website at the hot link. The hotel block deadline is Wednesday, March 9, 2026. We will operate complimentary shuttles between the Courtyard and the NFB Jernigan Institute throughout the conference. Sponsorship opportunities. If you are interested in sponsoring and exhibiting at the 2026 Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium, please contact Anna Adler at aadler@nfb.org or 410-659-9314, extension 2282. Review the sponsorship packet for more details at the hot link. Diverse views and perspectives. The success of the Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium depends on the inclusion of all viewpoints and persuasions from the broadcast broadest spectrum of individuals and organizations in the disability rights community. Continuing Dr. Tenbrook's lifelong pursuit of dignity, equality, and full participation in society by the disabled requires the thoughts and ideas of people from diverse worlds and worldviews. Steering committee members, Zainab Al-Khebsi, Tim Elder, Deepa Goraya, Jasmine Harris, Evan Monod, Ronza Othman, Robin Powell, Larkin Taylor Parker, Jesse Weber, Rebecca Williford, and Sylvia Yee. Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook's publications. Dr. Tenbrook's publications and speeches are as relevant and compelling today as they were decades ago. The archives in the Jacobus Tenbrook Library are home to Dr. Tenbrook's collected works, and a detailed description of his personal and professional papers is available in The Cane Tip. An accessible digital exhibit focused on Dr. Tenbrook's life and work is also available through Digital Maryland. For more information or to schedule a research appointment, please send an email to jtblibrary@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314. Past Symposia. Review highlights from previous Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposia on the Past Symposia hotlink. More information. Additional details will be posted online as they become available. For more information, please contact SANHOSTEELE-LOUCHART by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2440, or by emailing legal@nfb.org. From AFB.org, 2026 Helen Keller Achievement Awards, pages in this section. The American Foundation for the Blind announces the 2026 recipients of the Helen Keller Achievement Awards. Social influencer and author Molly Burke, nationally recognized teacher and author Kathy Nimmer, and T-Mobile US, Inc. These outstanding honorees, who have made significant strides in expanding independence and opportunity for people who are blind, deafblind, and low vision, will be recognized during AFB's annual celebration the evening of April 23rd at the prestigious Harvard Club in New York City. Each honoree has harnessed through their work Helen Keller's own spirit of inclusion of people with disabilities, and as we continue to move further into the digital age, their achievements demonstrate how Helen's contributions still reverberate a century after she joined AFB, said Eric Bridges, AFB President and CEO. Their collective works continue Keller's passion to create a world of endless possibilities across the globe. Since 1994, the Helen Keller Achievement Award has recognized the finest thought leaders, change makers, and performing artists committed to carrying on Keller's mission to create a world full of and equal inclusion for people with disabilities. For over 40 years, Helen Keller was AFB's leading ambassador, inspiring millions worldwide as she demonstrated all that can be accomplished through determination and perseverance. 2026 honorees. Molly Burke, social influencer and author. As a social influencer with millions of followers across her YouTube and Instagram channels, Molly Burke routinely creates content that pushes back against ableism, breaking down negative misconceptions about people who are blind. In September 2025, she published her memoir, Unseen, How I Lost My Vision and Found My Voice. Kathy Nimmer, N-I-M-M-E-R, recognized teacher and author. A motivational speaker, writer, teacher, and mentor, Kathy Nimmer spent 29 years teaching English at Harrison High School in West Lafayette, Indiana. In 2015, she was recognized as Teacher of the Year for the state and was a national finalist that same year. It was there that she founded SEEDS, a mentoring program for new teachers, which earned her the Excellence in Leading and Learning Award from the state of Indiana in 2024. A published author, she has written two books, a nonfiction work celebrating the relationship between service dogs and their handlers, and a book of poems. T-Mobile US, Inc. Receiving the organizational award this year is T-Mobile US Inc., one of the world's leading telecommunications companies. Branded as the UN carrier, T-Mobile places significant focus on customer service, and the accessibility team has made notable advancements in creating a more digitally accessible universe for smartphone users with disabilities. In recent years, they launched Magenta Ally, that's MAGENTA 11Y, a powerful toolkit for designers, developers, and testers. The site, which is free to access for all, is a valuable resource to ensure that digital content is accessible for all. Celebrate with us! Tickets for the 2026 Helen Keller Achievement Awards are now available. Secure your spot at the hot link. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Email us at partners@afb.org to learn how you can support this event. There are hot links for sponsorship packages and to subscribe to HKAA updates. Want to stay informed about the latest developments for HKAA 2026? Sign up for our Helen Keller Achievement Awards updates to ensure you're in the loop. Contact us. Have questions about the event? Our AFB Resource Development Team is here to assist. Reach out to us anytime at rd@afb.org. From fightingblindness.org. Seeing Science Through a Cellular Lens by Lauren Reeves, Manager, Marketing and Communications. Jillian Peering, P-E-A-R-R-I-N-G, Ph.D., still remembers the moment she realized the eye could reveal some of biology's most complex secrets. Drawn early to neuroscience and cellular biology, she found in vision science a field that connects the behavior of individual cells to how the human body interprets the world. Originally from Colorado, she began her path into vision research during her undergraduate years in a vision science lab. The eye is one of the best examples of being able to take outside information and bring it into your body and transmit it, says Dr. Peering. That early experience sparked her fascination with photoreceptors, the cells responsible for detecting light and sending signals to the brain. Now an assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Kellogg Eye Center and head of the Peering Lab, Dr. Peering focuses on the photoreceptors essential for sight, cells profoundly affected in inherited blinding diseases such as retinitis pigmentosa, RP. There's not really another cell in the human body like a photoreceptor, explains Dr. Peering. They have distinct compartments for light sensing, energy production, genetic regulation, and communication. When any one of those systems is disrupted, it affects how the cell functions and survives. Her lab studies how different genetic mutations affect photoreceptors, taking a broad view of how these cells maintain function over time. While two people may share the same diagnosis, the cellular disruptions underlying their vision loss can differ. Understanding these differences and grouping mutations by their effects on the cell is essential for developing therapies that may benefit more individuals. I like to think of it as pathobiology, disease and biology coming together, says Dr. Peering. The best way to learn how to fix something is to know how it works. Their lab uses advanced imaging and high-powered microscopes to study retinal tissue, zooming in on individual photoreceptor compartments to see how mutations alter their structure and function. Because photoreceptors cannot survive outside the eye, the team uses mouse models that preserve the full context of the retina. Being embedded within an ophthalmology department is a major advantage, Dr. Peering says. Regular interaction with clinician scientists helps her team stay focused on translation, ensuring that discoveries at the bench ultimately inform therapies that help patients. That translational connection is also what makes support from the Foundation Fighting Blindness especially meaningful. Receiving a foundation grant, Dr. Peering says, was a pivotal moment. As a discovery scientist, it feels amazing to have other people see how my work can help patients and be able to translate the findings we're making in the lab to the next level, says Dr. Peering. The foundation is really at the forefront of bringing researchers together across the country and around the world to make a real impact for people with blinding diseases. Beyond funding, the foundation has provided access to a global network of scientists focused on inherited retinal diseases. Through conferences and collaborations, Dr. Peering has been able to share ideas, build partnerships, and push the field forward as part of a larger, united community. Mentorship is another cornerstone of her work. Running a lab is like managing a small business, she notes, teaching students experimental techniques, critical thinking, and independence. Throughout her career, most of her mentors have been men, but she is proud to serve as a visible example for women entering the field. Seeing women leading labs, asking big questions, and driving discovery matters, especially on a day dedicated to celebrating women and girls in science, says Dr. Peering. Dr. Peering also values the chance to engage with young scientists on the front lines of discovery. Her lab is a place of constant learning, where students and postdocs explore the molecular and cellular mechanisms of vision, test hypotheses, and generate data that could inform future therapies. You get to see them grow and make new discoveries, and that's incredibly rewarding, she says. She is energized by the rapid advances in technology that are reshaping research. Modern imaging, molecular biology, and genetics allow scientists to study processes from individual molecules to entire tissues, accelerating the development of potential therapies. The future of science is now. It's happening right now, says Dr. Peering. We have the resolution to see down to single molecules and cells, understand the physiology between tissues, and consider how therapeutics can be delivered. This is the best time to be a scientist. Dr. Peering's work exemplifies the power of combining curiosity, mentorship, and translational focus. By understanding how photoreceptors function and why they fail, she and her team are building the knowledge that will guide future treatments for blinding diseases. Her work highlights not only the importance of discovery science, but also the impact women in science have on shaping the future of medicine. She will share her expertise with the foundation community at United in Vision 2026, presenting during the Clinical and Research Updates RP session on Saturday, June 13. For Dr. Peering, every day in the lab brings new challenges, insights, and opportunities to push the boundaries of what is possible for patients with inherited retinal diseases. On this International Day of Women and Girls in Science, the Foundation Fighting Blindness celebrates Dr. Peering's contributions, her mentorship, and the inspiration she provides to the next generation of scientists, proof that women in science are driving discoveries that can transform lives. And speaking of RP, FightingBlindness.org also has Sparing Vision Completes Dosing in Gene Agnostic Therapy Trial for Retinitis Pigmentosa, RP. Sparing Vision has completed patient dosing in its phase 1/2 Prodigy, PRODYGY, clinical trial evaluating SPVN06, an investigational gene therapy designed to preserve cone-mediated vision in people with retinitis pigmentosa, RP. All 27 patients who received SPVN06 continue to demonstrate a favorable safety profile, with initial efficacy data expected in 2027. Unlike traditional gene therapies that target a specific genetic mutations, SPVN06 could help RP patients at any stage at which cone photoreceptors remain functional, regardless of the gene variants causing their vision loss. The therapy works by protecting cone photoreceptors, the light-sensing cells responsible for central vision, visual acuity, and color perception. By sustaining the natural function of photoreceptors, SPVN06 has the unique potential to preserve visual acuity and color vision in degenerative retinal diseases such as RP, regardless of genetic mutation or cause of the disease, says Dr. Kali Stasi, STASI, Chief Medical Officer of Sparing Vision. The Prodigy trial enrolled 33 participants. 27 received SPVN06 at varying doses, and 6 were randomized to an untreated control group. The study is evaluating both safety and exploratory efficacy endpoints, including functional, anatomical, and quality of life outcomes. Sparing Vision is employing advanced AI-powered machine learning tools alongside traditional statistical analyses to evaluate the trial data comprehensively. These analytical approaches will help identify efficacy signals and inform the design of a pivotal registration trial planned for 2027. Beyond RP, SPVN06's cone-preserving mechanism could have applications in other retinal conditions where cone photoreceptor loss leads to blindness, including age-related macular degeneration, AMD, and other inherited retinal diseases. Sparing Vision is supported through the venture arm of the foundation, the RD Fund, which invests in emerging therapies, including clinical proof-of-concept trials. The foundation also provided several years of research grant funding for the preclinical development of SPVN06. Going back to AFB's winter newsletter, Focus Winter 2026, AFB Cornerstone. AFB Trustee and Leader Dogs CEO Melissa Weiss, W-E-I-S-S-E, pictured with a beautiful golden retriever. Melissa Weiss is the president and CEO of Leader Dogs for the Blind, a guide dog in orientation and mobility organization. Leader Dogs was born from Helen Keller's challenge to Lions Club's international members to become champions for people who are blind. As head of this international organization and as vice chair of the AFB's Board of Trustees, Weiss embodies the spirit of advocacy Keller inspired nearly a century ago. Her journey from the auction rooms of Christie's in London to the forefront of guide dog and accessibility work began with a simple act, volunteering. What drew you to this work? I was working at Christie's, the London-based auction house, surrounded by humanitarians and philanthropists. Hearing them speak about the social sector was meaningful to me. When I moved back to the United States to be closer to family, I volunteered at the Canine Development Center at Leader Dogs for the Blind and became a puppy raiser. Through that experience, I learned about Leader Dogs programs, the philanthropic community, and the real impact of the mission. Advocating alongside Leader Dogs clients drew me to become an ally for this community. That led to a full-time role where I brought my professional experience into Leader Dogs philanthropy. How do your roles at Leader Dogs and AFB complement each other? I was raised and educated internationally, and at Leader Dogs I represent a global community as I work with clients across the United States, Canada, and Spain. The work we are doing at AFB and Leader Dogs positively impacts people who are blind or have low vision, no matter where they live. Serving on AFB's board exposes me to extensive national advocacy efforts, which I can then bring back to our clients. Resharing resources and amplifying advocacy within the Leader Dogs and broader guide dog communities. When we work together, the impact is so much more meaningful. What legacy do you hope to leave? I want to bring more people into the AFB mission and help guide dog organizations share the AFB story. The work AFB does benefits everyone. We need to collaborate more in storytelling and advocacy. My hope is to continue convening people and expanding the AFB community. AFB welcomes Bethany Johnson as new VP for programs. This past fall, Bethany Johnson joined AFB in the newly established role of Vice President for Programs. She brings more than 25 years of experience leading innovative programs that promote workforce solutions for people with disabilities. Bethany's lifelong commitment to unlocking potential for underserved groups has opened countless doors of opportunity, said Eric Bridges, AFB President and CEO. We're excited about the opportunity AFB now has under her leadership, not only to strengthen our existing workforce programs, but also to identify new areas of programmatic growth across the blindness field. As Vice President for Programs, Johnson serves on AFB's senior leadership team, providing strategic direction and administrative oversight for a range of initiatives. Well, I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading to you for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print-impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.